Okay, so a lot of people are really shocked about what they're hearing about George Zimmerman being called to his wife's house, his soon-to-be ex-wife, and threatening her. He has a pattern of that, which is not something that you can use in a court of law. But now we're seeing who we always thought he was.
911, do you need police, fire, medical?
This is some officer.
Are you police?
Road. All right, we do have units en route to you, ma'am. Is he still there?
Yes, he is, and he's trying to shut the garage door on me.
Is he inside now?
No, he's in his car, and he continually has his hand on his gun, and he keeps saying, step closer. He's just threatening all of us with,
step closer
with his firearms. And he's going to shoot us.
Okay.
He punched my dad in the nose. My dad has a mark on his face. I saw his glasses were on the floor. He accosted my father and then took my iPad out of my hand and smashed it and cut it with a pocket knife in front of us. And there's a Lake Mary city worker across the street that I believe saw almost all of it.
Okay.
He's sitting in a truck right now.
He sounds like a big, scary black man, doesn't he?
Mm-hmm. And despite all that, now she's saying she won't press charges against him.
And why do you think she's not pressing charges now?
Oh, well, he cut the check. Mm-hmm. You know, he still has that fund that everybody donated.
Yeah.
So
all you folks that donated to his defense fund, is this what you wanted to use it for? Mm-hmm. See, this is the one thing that I have with the justice system. They don't allow you to introduce evidence of prior issues
right.
in certain cases.
Well, because it may sway you.
It will show a pattern that he's capable of being a violent thug. You know, but the choir boy now is looking at some of the right-wing blogs are talking about. Oh, look, he's a Mexican now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he pulled a gun on a white woman. He's away. Mm-hmm. He's going away. And that's what some of the radical black people were saying. But this guy is, since the trial, he has been pulled over for speeding.
More than once.
Supposedly pulled some people out of a burning van. Mm-hmm. And he was at some gun show. Mm-hmm. I mean, this guy
is
just
fighting for attention.
Yes.
Yeah, he is. And he's using
And this is what he's always wanted to do and always wanted to be.
What's crazy is if I gave money to that fund, that defense fund, and he's just using my money and just gallivanting across the country and doing whatever he wants.
Admit that some of the people that donated to this man's cause was pretty thrilled about what he did. They thought he was a hero.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And he's not. He is a sick dude that has failed many a psychological test to try to join any police department in this country. And this is who he is. Now you hear his ex-wife over here talking about how he's got his hand on his gun. He was saying, move closer. Was he trying to get him to come outside?
Yeah.
So
according to her,
but it's not his house. It's her mother's house, and they were renting the house.
So he was asking them to come outside?
Yeah.
So they can come toward him so he can feel threatened. And there you go. I was in fear for my life.
Mm-hmm. Good morning. Hello.
Yes, it's a typical situation. Kill a black man and he's Georgie. He had a reason. Smack a white woman and he has a problem. He's a monster. So, I mean, at the end of the day, he put his hands on his lady and he pretty much was selfish with her after he got off the case.
Right. Mm-hmm. And he basically... She perjured herself for him, and she said he's selfish. He put her out there. He let the bus run over her.
Yeah.
You know, so she's pissed about that. She went on Good Morning America, so he's pissed. So he went down there to confront her. That's what's going down.
And let's not forget, he's already got another woman who was in the car when all this went down.
Yeah, who wants to be with somebody? That's like all those women that wanted to be with OJ.
Yeah, or women who write to prisoners and saying.
That's crazy.
Yeah, like who
Scott
killed
Peterson,
people.
Yeah. Oh, he's sexy. What?
Yeah.
Good morning. Hello.
Hey, it's Tracy. How you all doing?
All right, Tracy, go ahead.
I'm not mad at George because I know he's crazy. I'm pissed off at the jury because had they done their job the first damn time, we wouldn't be sitting here looking at the news every day when he goes off on these tirades.
Yeah, the guy is a sick dude. He really is. Good morning. Hello.
Hey, Russ. How you doing? You know, this is really typical of America to let stuff like this keep going on because let that have been a black kid that did anything that George Zimmerman is doing, they put us under the jail.
You already know.
That happens. Good morning. Hello.
Hey, how you doing today?
Fine. Your comment,
I
please.
It's really sad that we keep seeing his name pop up over and over again. I just want to know what the next excuse is going to be when he does it again and fully kills somebody that's of another ethnicity.
His whole thing is, you can tell, you know, I'm not a psychologist, but you can tell he likes the limelight.
He's
that
a
was his whole
time
thing.
Bomb.
That was
he
the whole thing. That's why Trayvon is not living now. He is a neighborhood
hero.
And this guy is a sick dude. He thinks he knows the law. trying to lure them outside, had their hand on the gun, you know? Good morning, hello? Hello, good morning. Oh, sorry, lost you there. Go ahead, Frida.
The Real C Book says, no sympathy whatsoever for Mrs. Zimmerman. Is he a hero now? Did she provoke the confrontation? Don't try to demonize him now.
Oh, yeah. You didn't get your check, so all of a sudden he's a really bad guy. We always knew he's a bad guy. You were sitting there, and you got blood on your hands too, sweetheart. But, you don't deserve, I'm not down for any domestic issues, but this guy has a history.
I'm going to tell you something. Both of them are getting their karma.
Good morning. Hello.
Hey, yeah, it's not a coincidence that this happened. I mean, it's obviously like a karma back to him because he knew what he was doing. His wife, obviously, I don't know if the story is true, but it has to do with money probably. Mm-hmm. That's why he's not pressing charges. And they should have figured out who he was before they even made a decision on the Trayvon Martin thing. They should have done research because obviously he keeps getting in trouble.
Yeah, the guy is a sick dude.
You know what it is, Russ? Just like O.J. Simpson, I personally believe he killed his wife.
Me too.
He was going to go to jail for something, and he went to jail for something kind of dumb. You
right.
know what I mean?
And they get
just like
now.
Zimmerman. Zimmerman's going to go to jail for something stupid.
Yeah.
You know? So it is what it is.
It all balances out,
It balances.